This happened a couple years back when I was 26. My single mother had just passed away, and being the only child, their house was left for me to either sell or move into. I was living in a really nasty apartment because I couldn't afford much back then, and after much deliberation, I decided to move into the house. It was already paid off, so I was saving a considerable amount of money by moving in. My goal was to hopefully save up for a few years and get back on my feet, then sell it and buy the house that I wanted. Once my lease was up at the apartment, I moved across town to the house. It was part of a community of farmland owners, but in the recent years, most of that land had stopped being used for farming and was left as just empty fields. That's what happened with my mom's land as well. It was pretty much just an old barn-style home in the middle of a huge field with only a small overgrown path leading to it. In the first week living there, I spent most of my time cleaning and getting all of my stuff where I wanted it. During one of these nights, while I was cleaning, I heard a car coming toward the house. I looked out the window and saw an old pickup truck driving down the overgrown path. It was very strange, being that the only reason for them driving here would be if they were coming to the house. But just as they approached the end of the path, they slowed to a stop. I could make out a male figure in the driver's seat, but couldn't make out any specifics. They stayed there for a moment, with their headlights shining over the field, before they did a three-point turn and drove away. I thought they probably just typed in the wrong address or something, but it was kind of creepy to see someone coming all the way out here so late in the night. A few days went by, and by then I'd finished getting the house cleaned up and organized. It was a Sunday night, and I was staying up late watching TV and eating a home-cooked meal, when a familiar sound came up in the distance. A car driving toward the house. I looked out the window again and saw that same pickup truck coming down the path, this time with all its headlights off. Knowing it couldn't possibly be an accident this time, I was more worried. I quickly looked at my phone and saw it was nearly 1 a.m., so why would anyone be coming here? The truck came all the way to the front of the house and parked. Then a man got out and started walking up to the porch. I waited anxiously, but after a minute, there was no doorbell or knocking. I cautiously went up to the front door and looked out the peephole. A man was standing right on the porch, looking directly at the door. I was terrified, as he looked like he was contemplating something. Then he turned around and went back to his truck, getting in and hurrying away. I was really creeped out, so I called the police and reported it, but there was nothing else to be done. I went to bed that night with a really bad feeling about everything. Apparently I was right, because I woke up to what I thought was the sound of a knock at the door. It was just a single knock. I got up right away and looked out the window, but the truck that I thought I'd see wasn't anywhere outside the house. I quietly left my bedroom to try and go downstairs and see who it was, but just as I reached the top of the steps, I could see that the front door was slightly open. I froze, and moments later, I heard footsteps walking through the hallway below me. I quickly hid in the spare bedroom that was next to me and dialed 911 as the footsteps grew louder and started coming up the stairs. They went straight into the main bedroom, and I could hear them moving stuff around like they were looking for something. I was too scared to speak to the officer on the phone, worried the intruder would hear me, so I just sat there silently. They spent a few minutes going through the bedroom before leaving and going back downstairs and finally exiting the house. I started talking to the officer as I ran up to the back window to see if I could identify them before they got away. It was dark, but I could see that it was the same man who was on my porch earlier. He was walking in the backyard toward the field of tall grass, eventually disappearing in it. Police came by and tried to find any evidence to help with the case, but my description of the man was about all there was that was helpful. I don't know what that man wanted, but he seemed to be looking for something specific. It makes me think maybe he knew of something my mother had, and after hearing of her passing, he wanted to steal it. But once I realized he had to have known I was home and probably in the bedroom, it terrified me to think about how he still went in and looked around. What was he planning to do to me if I was still in there? I ended up selling the house a month later because I was too scared of him coming back. Even now, I still check every few months to see if there were any reports of recent break-ins at that address, but it's been quiet ever since that night. Three years ago, I moved down a few states on the East Coast to a new city. Due to work and money, I couldn't make the trip to see the place before making the move, but I was only renting, so there wasn't too much risk in it. It was mid-September when the movers came and loaded everything up, then dropped it off at the house. The landlord was nice enough to let the movers in for me to unload, because I wasn't actually arriving there until the following week. It was a Monday evening when I finally arrived and saw the house in person for the first time. It was a mess, with boxes everywhere and furniture laying all around, but the house itself was alright. The layout was interesting in that it was very separated. It was a single story with the kitchen and living room on one side of the house, then on the other side was a long hallway with all the bedrooms and bathrooms. Since it was already late, I went to the master bedroom and started working on getting the bed put together, then shut off all the lights and went to sleep. I didn't have a clock set up yet, so I don't know what time it was, but in the middle of the night, I woke up to an odd sound. I thought it was a noise the house was making, but I wanted to see what it was, and if it was something I needed to let the landlord know about. I got up and walked over to the bedroom door. As I got closer though, I realized it was coming from somewhere down the hallway. I opened the door, and it stopped almost instantly. The hallway was pitch black, so I flicked on the light, but nothing was there. I slowly walked down and peered into the living room. It looked the same as it had earlier, but I turned on the lights and looked around just to be sure. On the floor, there were a lot of footprints scattered between the boxes that were laying around. I knew it was likely from the movers, and with no other signs of anything, I went back to the bedroom. It took a while for me to fall asleep again because I kept thinking about how the sound stopped as soon as I opened the door. I tried to come up with any possible way this could be the house making noises, but nothing came to mind. When I drifted back asleep, it felt like I only stayed asleep for a minute before I was woken up by a sudden thump, followed by footsteps running down the hallway. My eyes shot open, and I looked over at my bedroom door. The door was wide open, and on the ground were clear footprints coming right up to my bed. I got up and hurried to see who was there, but by then, they were long gone. All that was left were scuffed prints from them running away. I got my phone and called the police, locking myself in the bathroom until they arrived. When they did, they oddly found no signs of a break-in, aside from the footprints. I convinced myself that they must have gained access during the week before I arrived at the house, but something still didn't sit right with me. After unpacking and checking each box, nothing seemed to be missing. It obviously makes me wonder what they were even doing in the house, but the biggest mystery is why did they walk up to my bed? And what was that thump sound that I heard just before they ran away? The landlord was eager to allow me to break the contract and move out, so long as I didn't say anything about the break-in publicly. At the time, it sounded like he just didn't want anyone to be scared away from the house so that he wouldn't miss out on his rental income, but now I'm not so sure. When When I was 21, I made the poor decision to move out of my parents' house before I could afford a place on my own. It was something I'd actually planned out for months, searching for cheap apartments, roommates, and anything that could help me move out. For some reason, I just prioritized moving out on my own over everything else. After months of searching, I found a post on Facebook about a room for rent in my area. It was a two-bedroom house, and the owner was renting out the second bedroom. I sent him a message on Facebook and got a reply in minutes. He asked a couple of questions, then sent over a document. It looked like a huge list of rules for moving in, all simple stuff that's pretty much common sense. After agreeing to all the rules, he let me come over to look at the room that same day. When I got there, I was very surprised at how clean and well put together the place was. It looked like it was a model house, so perfectly decorated and furnished. The owner, Terry, was a little bit weird though. He was in his late 20s, but his personality and looks didn't match the way the house looked. He was wearing a dirty t-shirt and just had a weird way of talking. Still, I was blinded by the possibility of moving out that I didn't even care. A week later, I packed up a rental van with my stuff and drove it down to the house. When I walked inside, I almost thought I'd walked into the wrong house. It was so empty, no decorations or furniture, except for an old couch in the living room. It was a completely different looking place than the one I'd seen the first time. Terry was standing there and acted like nothing was different, talking my ear off about how excited he was to have a roommate. I asked about all the furniture and everything, but he basically ignored my question and just went straight to moving my stuff into the house. Being a little weirded out, I still moved in. Several weeks went by, and to be honest, I rarely even saw Terry. He was always working and didn't get home until late at night, but about a month in, I started realizing that Terry had stopped coming home most nights. It was maybe once a week I'd hear him get home around 2 or 3 a.m. He'd hang around downstairs for a while, then leave and wouldn't show up for another week or so. Part of me didn't care because I was happy to have the house to myself, but another part of me was curious about what he was up to. I mean, he wanted me to move in so bad, but now he's never here. Then one night at 2 a.m., weeks since I'd last seen Terry, I was woken up to him banging on my bedroom door and yelling my name. I got up and rushed over. Terry was standing in the doorway with sweat dripping from his head and a look of anger.
"Do not leave your room,"
he said in a harsh voice, then grabbed the door and ripped the handle out of my hand, slamming it shut. I stood there in shock, listening to him walk downstairs. I opened the door quietly, and after a few seconds, I heard the sound of him dragging something heavy across the floor and into the garage. I ran downstairs to see what was going on. There was a smear of mud and dirt going across the kitchen and leading up to the garage door. I tried to open it, but he'd somehow locked it from inside. I realized it was best to just remove myself from the situation and ran out to my car, driving away while calling the cops. When they got to the house, Terry was already gone and the smears on the floor had been cleaned up. After some days of investigating, it turned out that Terry was actually renting the house from someone else, so I wasn't even allowed to have legally moved in, and all the documents he sent me and had me sign were fake. Terry likely wasn't his real name either, and as far as I know, he never showed back up after that. I don't know for sure what he was up to, but he was so adamant about me staying in my room that night, and with him vanishing afterward, he clearly had something horrible he was hiding. But what really confuses me is why he wanted me to move into the house and live with him so badly. I can't help but think that he had some sort of plans for me, and I barely got out of there without having to find out the hard way.